All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let us begin. I want to begin by thanking our Shiur sponsors, to thank Frank and Debbie Spector for dedicating all of the Shiurim and Drashos this month in gratitude to the entire Kehillah, Paul and Kathy Pollack for dedicating the Shiurim and Drashos this month in memory of Paul's father, Shmuel ben Zachariah, his mother, Sarah Bas Avram, great-grandmother, Cyril Bas Dov. We thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Naftali and Bela Langer, for dedicating the Shiurim this week in the Zuchus of Arafu Shalema for Yisrael Zev ben Malka and Sarah Fega Bas Bela Susya. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, they will have a complete and enduring refuah, the neshamas will have an aliyah, and the families in the chama. And with that, let us begin. We have a beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Chav Zayin. We are picking up on Chav Vav Amud Beis, 26b, and we are picking up 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. So remember again where we left off, the Gemara was talking about the interesting discussion, really fascinating discussion, about what type of garments are Mekabel Tuma. So remember again, specifically what we saw was a statement of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who said that anything that comes from the tree, right, any fabric that's made from a tree, ultimately, again, is ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, is not subject to the halachos of 3x3. Now, the 3x3 that we're talking about over here is what? 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, which seems to be the minimum shear and the minimum amount in order for a fabric, in order for, we won't call it a garment because it's too cold to be called a garment, but that fabric can be mekabel tuma. So then we got into an extensive discussion, first of all, highlighting the idea that beged, whenever the Torah says beged, even unqualified beged, beged means tzemer ufishtim, right? Beged means a garment made out of wool and linen. Seems to be learned out of tzaraas. Tzaraas case opinion. I have a paradigm that wherever you see beged, beged means tzemer ufishtim. I said, the Gemara said, so from where do you learn? From where do you learn that halacha lemaisa, even a garment of 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, ultimately is mekabel tuma? So if you remember again, the Gemara said, based on the drasha of v'habeged, that word v'habeged is an extra word, or I should say, it's a prolonged form of the word, which comes to include something additional. What does it come to include? It comes to include a piece of fabric that's even 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths. The Gemara says, maybe it comes to include a garment that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, which of course is much larger and actually could function as a real garment, to which the Gemara says that's learned out of a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? If by tzara'as, the shasi and arev, if you have a tzara'as spot on the warp and the woof, a very small piece of thread, that is mekabel tuma. So if shasi va'arev is mekabel negoim, mekabel tzara'as, so certainly again, a piece of garment that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is mekabel tzara'as. Furthermore, again, to which the Gemara says, but one second, I'm just quickly reviewing. To which the Gemara says, but if that's the case, why don't you use the Kal V'Chomer to teach you shalosh al shalosh? To which the Gemara answers, because a garment that is shlosha by shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, is fit for aniyim and ashirim. It's fit to be used by the rich and the poor alike. Versus a piece of cloth, which is only 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, it's not really usable by anyone, but Lemay said at most it's usable by the poor, not by the rich. Therefore, the 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths is learned out from the pasuk from the v'habeged. Good. To which the Gemara says, "Ve'imal Rabbo Shlosha Shlosha b'shar regadim." Maybe v'habeged comes to include a piece of cloth that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and it comes to include other materials. In other words, maybe v'habeged comes to tell you that if you have a garment, or you have a garment that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even if it's not wool and linen, halacha lemaisa, it's mekabel tuma. To which the Gemara says, mekabel negoim. Amakra, we'll say for now, when I say tuma, I'm really referring to tzaraas. We'll see, we'll refer to different forms of tuma later, but for now, it's mamash just a reference to tzaraas. To which the Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk says, beged tzemer upishtim. To which we'll say the Gemara says, no, because here the pasuk explicitly says, a garment of wool or of linen. Beged tzemer upishtim in midi achri nidol. The pasuk is explicit in telling me that this halacha of 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths is dafka a halacha that applies to a garment made out of wool and linen, but not any other garment. Ki imit mishalosh al shalosh, aval shlosha al shlosha mitma mitama. But maybe I'll say, okay, maybe when are other materials excluded? That's only from the din of shalosh al shalosh, 3 finger breaths by 3 finger breaths. But maybe again, if you have shlosha al shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, maybe even other garments other than wool and linen could be included and are subject to tumas saras. Trei me'ute ksivi, to which the Gemara says, 2 exclusionary phrases are written. What are they? Beged semer. Oh, beged pishtim. So we'll say, remember again, the Torah writes a very prolonged form. The Torah says, v'ha beged kie boneged tzaras, right? If the beged will have tzaras, be beged tzemer, oh, be beged pishtim, right? Whether it's a beged of wool or a beged of linen. So we'll say, remember again, I don't need those 2 begeds, right? I don't need those last 2 words, beged. So why is it there? So the Gemara says, because it's 2 exclusionary phrases. Chad lemi'ut me'shalosh ha'shalosh. One is to exclude other fabrics from the din of shalosh al shalosh, that the din of 3 finger breaths by 3 finger breaths being a significant item is only a din in wool and linen, not by other materials. And one is to exclude it ultimately again. What one is to exclude other materials from the din of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim when it comes to tumas tzaras. Good. Ulu Rava. So we'll say, therefore, what comes out over here, according to this first approach, is that halacha lemaisa, it is that tumas saras teaches us, number one, that anywhere you see beged, beged always and only refers to tzemerim fishtim. And when it comes ultimately to saras, saras has unique aspects to it. So only, and therefore, again, by saras, it is only a beged that is tzemerim fishtim, that is either shalosh al shalosh, or shlosha al shlosha, that will be makabel tuma. But other materials cannot become tame with tumas saras. Ularava da amar shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim ikubinayu. And according to Rava, who said that the machlokes between Rav Shimon Elazar and the Tana de Beit Rav Yishmael is really regarding what? Is regarding the din of shlosha al shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, by other garments. So the Rav Shimon Elazar is, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, he holds that it can occur. Well, the Tana de Beit Rav Yishmael lessly, and the Tana de Beit Rav Yishmael holds that it does not apply. If that's the case, shlosha al shlosha bishar begodim minale. So where does Rabbi Shimon learn out the concept of shlosha al shlosha, that ultimately a garment that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that it has the ability to go ahead and contract tuma? Where does he learn that out from? Top of Chav Zayin. So the Gemara says, nafka minale, nafka me o beged. Bosse, he learns it out from the concept of, from the phrase of o beged. That will say, we're switching gears now for just a moment. O beged, right? O beged, or a garment. That phrase is taken from the halachos of tumas shratzim, right? So the tuma that is conveyed by rodents. Look at, so the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting over here is v'chala sheyipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma. If you have a dead rodent that falls on any of these items, it will convey tuma to the items. So the Gemara says mikli eitz o beged o or o sak. So we'll say, so whether, so now we're focusing on a o beged. So if the sheretz, if the dead rodent falls on a beged, o beged, or on a beged, so it'll convey tuma to the beged. I will say, so the truth is, remember again, that word is extra. Is extra. So remember, we'll say there are no extra words in the Torah. So whenever something appears to be extra, in fact, we understand that it's coming to teach us something additional. So the Gemara says, this sanya beged, aimli ela beged. So we'll say the Torah says, this is talking now by shratzim, right? So we're switching gears from tzaraas to rodent tuma. So says the Gemara, the Torah says, so the sanya beged, when the Torah tells me that a beged, a garment, could contract tumas sheretz, aimli ela beged. I only know that a beged, that a regular garment, has the ability to contract tumas shratzim. Shlosha shlosha b'shar begodim minayin. How do I know that halacha l'maisa, even a garment that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and of other materials, i.e. not necessarily just of wool and linen, How do I know that that has the ability to go ahead and contract Tuma? Tuma Sheretz, Talmud Lomar, O Beged. Therefore, the Pasuk says, O Beged. Therefore, we'll say the drasha that's being advanced over here is that by Tuma Shratzim, since it says O Beged, or a Beged, and O is an extra word, that comes to teach me that even a garment that is three tfachim by three tfachim, even not of woolen linen, has the ability to contract Tumas Shratzim. What does Abaye do with this phrase, O Beged? So Abaye would say, oh, that O Beged, that reboy, that extra word, comes to teach me that halacha lemaisa, shalosh al shalosh, if you have a garment that is three finger breadths by three finger breadths, and it is made from wool or linen, that it contracts Tumas Shratzen. That's what it's coming to teach me. The Rava, whoever will say, no, you don't need a different drush, I'll tell you why. Kavi Rachman Agabi Negoim, V'huadin L'Shratzen. So Rava said, once the Torah taught me, Bait Saras, that Halacha L'Maisa, a garment of three finger breadths, by three finger breadths, contract, that is made of woolen linen, contracts Tuma. Once I know that, Bait Saras, I automatically could apply that to Tumas Shratzim as well. Namely, I don't need a separate limud by Shratzim. So once I know that a garment made of woolen linen, that is three finger breadths by three finger breadths, contracts Tumas Negaim, so I know that it contracts Tumas Shratzim as well. The Rava will say, Gavi Rachman Agabi Negaim, Vodin Shratzim, fine. V'Abaye, Abaye will say, no. You can't learn out Shratzim from Negaim. After all, Ikala Mifrach, you could ask the following question. Remember, Saraas is more chamer. Why is Saraas more chamer, Rabosai? Because at the end of the day, as we saw in yesterday's daf, so Negoim could convey Tuma even to the smallest unit of fabric of the warp and the woof, right? If you have Shasi and Arif together. So we'll say that's even less than Shalosh HaShalosh, right? That's nothing. Literally, again, you have pieces. So that's capable of contracting Tumas Saras. That is unique by Negoim. That's unique by Tzaras. That doesn't apply to anywhere else. So therefore, Rava will say, Abaye will say, you can't learn out Shratzim, right? Tumas Sheretz from Tumas Negoim, because at the end of the day, Tumas Negoim has a chumrah that doesn't exist anywhere else. V'idach, Rava will say, Isakudaitcha Negoim Chamiri, if you think that really that Saraz is more chumr, that it's stricter than Shratzim, then really, Lichto Rachman Agabe Shratzim, V'leisun Negoim Minayu, then the truth is the Torah should have just written the halacha of Shalosh al Shalosh by Shratzim, and I could have learned it out to Negoim. In other words, we both say, if Negoim is more Chomer than Shratzim, then teach the halacha of Shalosh al Shalosh. Three finger breaths by three finger breaths by Shratzim. And I would say, if Shalosh al Shalosh applies by Shratzim, then what? It certainly applies by Negoim, which is more Chomer. But it didn't do that. So the fact that it didn't do that indicates to us what? That halacha lemaisa, from a Torah perspective, we don't consider negoim more chamer than shratzim. The idach negoim mishratzim lo asu. So we'll say the other opinion says you couldn't learn out tzara'as from shratzim, and I'll tell you why. Tika lemifrach, because you could have asked the following question: ma lishratzim shekim etami bechadasha. We'll say number again: a sheretz conveys tuma, but again, a sheretz has to be at least the size of a lentil. Right, you need at least a sheretz the size of a lentil, or a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil. Right, if you have less than the size of a lentil, then halacha lemaisa, it doesn't convey tumas shratzim. Yet the shear by negoim, Rashi says, is like a gris, right? Which is a larger shear. So the idea is you cannot really learn out one from the other. Amr Abaye, so Abaye says, Hay tana de b'Rav Yishmael. Mafik meidach tana de Rabbi Shmuel. So Abaye is supposed to say an interesting discussion. He says this tana de Rabbi Shmuel. So remember again, that's the opinion that we quoted on the top of yesterday's daf on Chavav Amud Beis. Right, that was the tana de Rabbi Shmuel who said that's just to read that to you again. Hoil v'ne'emru begadim b'torah stam upart l'cha kasul be'echam ensemru pishtim. So we'll say that was the tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Excuse me. That was the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel who said yesterday that throughout the entire Torah, it says begadim, and begadim is unqualified. The Torah qualifies the word beged in one place. Where does it qualify the word beged? By tzaras. And how does it qualify by tzaras? That beged means tzemer ufishtim. That creates a binyan av, that creates a paradigm to teach you that wherever the Torah says beged, beged always means tzemer ufishtim. Good. So now the Gemara says, Amra baye, haytan de Rabbi Shmuel, mafik mi'idach tan de Rabbi Shmuel. So this tan de Rabbi Shmuel that we quoted on Chafav Amabez learns out his halacha from another statement of the Rabbi Shmuel. Here we go. The son of the Rabbi Shmuel, beged, eini ella, be'eini ella beged. So remember again, this is still focusing on Tumas Shratzim, right? So the Torah says that if a sheretz falls onto a beged, right? So ultimately the beged is capable of contracting Tumah. So beged, eini ella beged. Eini ella beged, tzemer ufishtim. So I'll say in general, when the Torah speaks about a beged, now based on Saras, I know that a beged refers to tzemer and fishtim, right? A beged refers to wool and linen. Minayin the rabbos, tzemer gimalim, tzemer anofim. How do I know that beged also includes a garment that is made out of the wool of camels or the wool of camels, right? Or the wool of rabbit, v'notza shel izim, or the wool of goats, v'hashirin, v'kalach, v'srikin. So we'll say shirin, kalach, and srikin are all different types of silk. So what the Gemara is asking is, remember, on one hand you told me that based on Saras, beged is now defined as beged semer ufishtim. But how do I know that when it comes to shratzim, the halacha is that a sheretz can convey tumah of a beged made of anything, right? Not just of semer ufishtim, but of other materials as well. To which the Gemara says, Talmud lomar o beged. Therefore, the pasuk comes, oh, we'll say same thing as we saw before. The O is an extra word. It's a riboy, and it comes to include even a beged that is made out of other types of material. Rava Amar ki les le lahach tan de bishmal bishar begadim shalosh al shalosh. So we'll say Rava says, when is it that the time of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that the halacha applies to other begadim? That's ultimately, again, by shalosh al shalosh. Shlosha al shlosha islay, but halacha, so we'll say it's only shalosh. See, it's interesting now the Gemara is suggesting over here is that maybe the halacha of shalosh al shalosh, and maybe the halacha ultimately again of three finger breaths by three finger breaths, that's the halacha ultimately again that only applies to tzemer ufishtim. But the halacha of shlosha al shlosha will apply to other begadim as well. So the Gemara says, Vaha Rava. But yet it was Rav who said before that the din of shlosha shlosha, three tefachim by three tefachim, as a din in other garments, the Reb Shimon Elazar islay, the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel leslay, Reb Shimon Elazar holds of it, the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold of it, to which the Gemara says, you're right, hader be Rav me'ahi. Rav recanted or retracted that position. Okay, Vivai Sema, the other possibilities, whose opinion does it reflect? Haraf Papa Amra. This reflects the view of Rav Papa. Because what did Rav Papa say? So the Gemara says, Haraf Papa Amra. Papa Amar Af Kol Lasuye Kilayim. So ultimately, and so we'll say Rav Papa says that the Af Kol, right, that statement, even everything, comes to include Kilayim, comes to include Shatnez. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi is pretty much right across. So Rav Papa Amar Af Kol Asui Kilayim Af Kol De Tana De Reisha Deka Amar Af Kol Begadim Stam Tzemer Ufishtim Af Kol Begadim Stam Tzemer Ufishtim Lav De Firushe Begadim Stum In De Tuma Kasi De Bishar Tumer Vade Mitam Shar Begadim De Shame O Beged Elo De Firushe Beged Amar Kilayim. So we'll see, Rav Papa comes along and says something very interesting. When he comes along, when so Rav Papa is suggesting that when the Tana came along before and said that in general begadim, right, beged, means tzemer ufishtim, he wasn't talking about tumah. This is a dramatic turn now. So Rav Papa wants to suggest that before, when the Tana spoke about the idea that so too all garments are included, we thought, that all garments means tzemer ufishtim, so we thought he was just talking about tumah and nothing else. Rav Papa says no. In fact, what the Tana was saying was as follows. In general, when it comes to tumah, all types of begadim are mekabel tumah. All types of begadim. So it could be that maybe there's a machlokas when you get into the smaller begadim, like shlosha, shlosha, shalosha, shalosh, but in general, b'derech klal, all begadim are mekabel tumah. So what does it mean when the Tana said before that it's only seme, only the only type of beged that's a beged is seme ofishtim? That's by shatnis. By shatnis, in other words, the Havamina seems to be that you might have thought that shatnis is the combination of any two materials. Kamash malon, that shatnis is, the Tana teaches us that shatnis is only the combination of wool and linen. To which the Gemara says, behejik sivi bay. I don't understand. Why does the Tana need to teach me that the only definition of shatnis is wool and linen? You'll excuse me, I don't need a Tana for that. Why? Because I have a pasuk, an explicit pasuk that says that. Lo silbash shatnis tsemer ufishtim yachtov. We'll say, it doesn't get more explicit than that. You can't wear shatnis, wool, and linen together. So I need the Tana to tell me that shatnis is only wool and linen. The pasuk says it. Sakadai Tchani, listen to this. I might have thought, Hani mili derech levisha. I might have thought, when is shatnis considered to be, when is shatnis wool and linen? That's only when you're wearing it. Aval baha'alah, but ultimately again, if you're putting, let's say, about saying saha'alah means, let's say you're not wearing the shatnis, but the shatnis is on top of you. So for example, about say you have a shatnis cover, right? The shatnis cover. So what about, again, if there's a shatnis cover? Aval baha'alah kol trei mini aser. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the Havamina seems to be like this. I might have thought, when is shatnis specifically limited and defined as wool and linen? That's when you're wearing it. But maybe halacha lemaisa, if you're not wearing it, but the shatnis is on you, maybe the combination of any two materials ultimately again becomes shatnis, to which the Gemara says, v'lav kavachomer hu. Ultimately again, would this not be a kavachomer? Umala visha de kamisani kuligufe mikilayim, amrit semeru fishtim in midi achrini lo. Then I will say, when you're wearing something, the entire body benefits from that. So remember again, wearing something is considered to be a heightened form of benefit. So if halacha lemaisa, when you have a heightened form of benefit, it's only tsemer and pishtim, it's only wool and linen. So yet again, ha'alah l'kol shekin. Certainly again, if the shatnez is just on top of you, that lemaisa again, it should also only be limited to wool and linen. Or else, in other words, the Gemara saying is like this. If you're going to have an expansive definition of shatnez anywhere, it should be regarding things that you wear. Because that's the maximum hana'ah. Stuff that just sits on you, that lays in like a cover, that's a lesser form of hana'ah. So the Gemara says like this, if anything, if you're going to present a more inclusive form of shatnez that includes any two types of materials, that should be with levisha, that should be with wearing, not halah. Therefore, we'll see, you have to say that Rav Papa's statement actually is a mistake. Right? Rav Papa's statement regarding shatnez is a mistaken statement. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Af kol, we'll say, when the Tana said, so to everything, in other words, so to every garment is referring to wool and linen. What is that referring to? On the days, la suyet sitzis. Oh, we'll say, now we're going to come to a fascinating sugya, really exciting. So last year tzitzis, supposed to teach me tzitzis. Now what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Last year tzitzis, to lo mechaybi b'tzitzis ela b'gdei tzemer ufishtim. They're supposed to midoraisa, the only types of garments that are chayiv in tzitzis are four-cornered garments made of wool or linen. Those are the only types of begadim that are obligated mid-oraisa in tzitzis. Everything else, you might put tzitzis on, but it's only dirabanan. So the Gemara, therefore, what the Gemara is suggesting is as follows, that here comes along, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, when the Tana said before, so to any time the Torah says beged only means wool and linen. So now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is suggesting, the Tana's statement actually was not about tumah. Rather, the Tana's statement was about tzitzis, that the only types of garment that are subject to the halachos of tzitzis are garments of wool and linen. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand, behejik siv. That's explicit also, that it's only garments of wool and linen that are biblically chayiv in tzitzis. After all, what does the pasuk say? Lo silbash shatnez tzemer ufishtim uksiv gedilim taseh lecha. So we'll say, remember again, so the halachos of tzitzis is juxtaposed to shatnez. So the drasha the Gemara is making over here is, just like shatnez is only a combination of wool and linen, so to only a baguette, only a garment that is made of wool or linen is subject to the halachos of tzitzis. So remember, it's just to follow the flow. So Nachman by Yitzchok said, when the Tana said before, af kol, so to any baguette, any baguette always means what? Always means wool and linen. So we thought it was referring to Tum and Tara. Comes along Nachman and says, no, it's not a reference to Tum and Tara. Rather, it's a reference to tzitzis. That the only types of garments that are chayiv in tzitzis are wool and linen. To which the Gemara says, I don't need a drasha for that. That's a pasuk. That's a pasuk. The juxtaposition of tzitzis to shatnez tells me, just like shatnez is only wool and linen, so to what? So to the obligation to put tzitzis on your garment is only for a garment that is made of wool or linen. To which the Gemara says, "Sagadaitcha amina kiderava." So we'll say, "I'm at a flaw like Rava. Watch this. The Rava Ramiksiv. Rama contrasts the two. We'll say this is fascinating. On one hand, the pasuk says hakanaf. So we'll say, so the pasuk speaks about again the corner of the beged. The corner of the baguette. So what do we learn from here? Min kenaf. It means that your tzitzis must be the same material as the corner of your garment. So we'll say Rava advances a fascinating drasha, which is your tzitzis must mirror materially with the material, right? The garment. So whatever the garment is made of, the tzitzis must be made of the same material. Where does Rava get that? Hakanaf, right? Hakanaf, Torah second, the corner of your garment. Min kenaf. Tzitzis must be made of the same material as the corner of your garment. Uksiv, but on the other hand, what does the pasuk say? Tzemer ufishnim yachdov. Yet there's still the juxtaposition between tzitzis and shatnez is dafka wool and linen. So which one is it? Is tzitzis wool and linen, right? Or is the tzitzis only on a garment that's wool and linen? Or is the tzitzis ultimately every baguette is chayv in tzitzis? It's just again the tzitzis must mirror the material of the garment. To which you want to watch this. Haketzad. So we'll say, here's what Rava suggests. If you have tzitzis of wool and or linen, so remember again, tzitzis made of wool and or linen are good on any type of garment. So whatever your baguette is made of, the tzitzis you put on it, if they are wool or linen, you're good to go. You're good to go. Shar minin, however, biminon potron, shaloba minon in potron. But we'll say when it comes to other materials, let's say you want to make your tzitzis out of a different material. So ultimately, again, you can make your tzitzis out of a different material as long as what? The material of the tzitzis is the same as the material of the beged. But if you're going to make your tzitzis out of wool, if the tzitzis are made of wool or linen, that works with the material, no matter what the material of the baguette is. Wool or linen tzitzis are good to go no matter what the baguette. If you're going to go ahead and make tzitzis of a different material, you could do it as long as you're making the tzitzis of the same material that the baguette is made of. So I might have thought, sakadai tchamina kiderava. I might have thought that the halacha follows Rava, kamash malon, that it does not. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Sagadait cha amina kidirava, damar da kanaf, asalash mina, the low sidros smuchim, lemiftar shabigadim, devade mechayiv miha betziz minar. So we'll say, remember again, Rava's ikar drasha is that begadim, other than wool or linen, are chayiv in tzitzis. Right, that's his ground, that's his earth-shattering chiddush, that even though, again, we have the juxtaposition between tzitzis and shatnez, which teaches, now again, the way everyone else interprets that is to teach me that it is just like shatnez is only a baguette of wool and linen, so too it's only a baguette of wool and linen, or wool or linen, that is chayiv in tzitzis. But if you have a baguette made of a different material, it's not chayiv in tzitzis. Rava says, no, that's not true. Every baguette of every material is chayiv. If it's four corners, it's chayiv in tzitzis. So what's up with wool and linen? It's very simple. Wool and linen tzitzis work on any type of baguette, a baguette of any material. But ultimately, again, if you want to make your tzitzis of a different material, you can, as long as the tzitzis are the same material as the baguette. So you might have thought that halacha lamaisa, the halacha follows Rava, kamash malon, no. Now I'll say, I will tell you something pretty amazing. We'll come back to this in just a moment. But there is, let's just take a quick look at it right now. So this is in Siman Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. And I will say this obviously has dramatic ramifications about what type of material is chayiv in tzitzis. Meaning, You know, for example, many people wear cotton tzitzis, right? They don't necessarily wear wool tzitzis. So what does that mean? That cotton tzitzis aren't really chayiv in tzitzis. Listen to this. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in the beginning of Siman Tes in Aruch Chaim. So listen to this. We'll also listen to the Mechaber. Ein Siman Tes Sif Aleph. Ein chayiv b'tzitzis min haTorah, ela beged shel pishtim o shel tzemer rechilim. Aval big day sharminim einum chayiv b'tzitzis ela midirabanam. That's the first mechaber. The mechaber says meikar adin, only begadim, only garments made of wool or linen are obligated in tzitzis d'oraisa. Every other four-cornered garment will simply be chayiv in tzitzis midirabanan. And Abba said, this is incredible. Watch this. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, Abba said very often you can't usually go from like Gemara to Halacha to Shulchan Aruch because there's about, you know, probably a good sometimes 1,000 years of stuff in between that. But I'll show you something amazing. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Where do we get this from? Ki detana de bei Rabbi Yishmael, de afinon minigoim, de parat be'akos of tzemer ufishtim, af kol mokom dekos of bei beged hakavana tzemer ufishtim. Incredible, incredible. Mamish, the Mishnah Berurah quotes our Gemara. Where do you get this from? Oh, it's time to be Rabbi Yishmael in Maseches Shabbos. That's what? That any time you see the word beged, beged always means wool and linen. So too over here, where we have the concept of beged, right? By tzitzis, so too by tzitzis, ultimately again, it's only wool and linen. Okay, that's the mechaber. Comes the Rama, watch this. V'yesh omrim, dekulu chayavin medoraisa. The Rama says, but ultimately again, some say, that a four-cornered garment of any material is chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa. And the Rama writes, v'hachi hokusa, and this is the halacha. This is the halacha. Then I will say, now where do we get that from? What? This is incredible. The Mishnah Berurah says, poskim ki rava, because we accept rava halacha. I will say rava. You just went from the Batei Medrash of Bavel, ultimately again to Radin, Poland. Incredible, incredible. Literally, a journey of centuries and a journey, right? And a journey of concepts. Mamish, from the Gemara to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Rama says we pass him like Rava. What does Rava say? The Rava Rami, because Rava says, remember again, he has over here the entire drasha of Rava. What's Rava's drasha? All four-cornered garments are chayav in tzitzis. Everything is chayav in tzitzis. Midoraisa. So what's up with wool and linen? Oh, it's very simple. If you have wool and linen tzitzis, that takes care of any beged, no matter what it's made of. But if you're going to have a beged, but if you're going to want to make your tzitzis out of a different material, that's fine, as long as what? As long as the tzitzis match the material of the actual beged. And I'm going to say that Rama says, ומחריה הרמה כדי הזו שכן צרילו לרוב האחרון כדרבה לדרוש מן כנף ושמע מינו תכל מיני בגד חייב מן התורה בציציס ויהיה מן הבגד. And that is halacha l'maisa. The way we operate today, again, I don't know, maybe Sfardim, because the Mechaber does paskin differently. Maybe Sfardim paskin differently in this, but at least for Ashkenazim, we paskin that all garments, any four-cornered garment, is going to be chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa on a biblical level. And the difference is just as follows. If you have wool or linen tzitzis on any garment, it works. If you want to be on the cutting edge of tzitzis fashion, and you decide to start your own tzitzis fashion line, hatzlacha rabba, I'm happy to give a haskama. If you'd like, right? And then what? And then you want to go ahead and make nice tzitzis. You want to have a silk beged, right? A silk beged and tzitzis. Fine. So you have your option. You could put wool or linen tzitzis, or you could put silk tzitzis. As long as you remember that your silk tzitzis will only work on your silk beged. Incredible. Incredible. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on. Amar of Achabrei Drava Lo Ravashi. L'tanadir Yishmol. Maishon Le'inyin Tumah. So now let's take a step back. Back to Tumah for just a moment. So Rav Achabrei Drava said to Rav Ashi, according to the Tanna de Rabbi Yishmael, why is it that in general by Tumah, he will include other types of begadim? In other words, other begadim will be subject to Tumah, even meaning not just wool and linen. Dichsiv o beged. And remember, again, we saw this before, because by Tumah, we have that riboy of o, that extra word o, that teaches me halacha l'maisa, that even begadim made out of other materials will ultimately again be subject to the laws of tumah. Hacha nami lema l'rabo shar begadim. We're jumping now back to tzitzis. By tzitzis, remember again, just so you appreciate what happened over here, the Gemara in fact rejected, in this discussion, rejected the position of Rava. Obviously, again, between the Gemara and the Mishnah Brura, there's a whole bunch of Rishonim and Achronim that adopt the position of Rava. But the Gemara is going with this idea that Rava has been rejected. Therefore, the din of tzitzis, in the Gemara's view, only applies to wool and linen, not shar begadim. To which the Gemara says, but I don't understand. Why don't we say, just like by Tuma, O Beged comes to include begadim made out of other materials, Hachanami, so too, by tzitzis, lema l'rabo shar begadim, I should say that halacha l'maisa, other types of garments are also subject to tzitzis, based on what? Me'asher techaseba? Both say, based on the phrase of, that which you cover yourself with. In other words, the pasuk says, Gedilin tasalach, make for yourself tzitzis, al arba kanfos kisuscha, on the four corners of your garment, asher techaseba, that which you cover yourself with. Now, I will say that phrase of that which you cover yourself with is extra. It's unnecessary. So just like by Tumah, we went ahead and we added on additional begadim because of the extra word O. O is a reboy that comes to include other types of garments. Why don't I say that by tzitzis, asher techaseba, which is an extra phrase, comes to teach me that even begadim made out of other materials, i.e. not just wool and linen, will also be subject to the halachos of tzitzis. To which the Gemara says, no, because I need that phrase for something else. Hahu la'asui iksus sumuhu da'asa. Vosei sher techaseba comes to include the clothing of a blind person. To teach me that the clothing of a blind person is chayiv in tzitzis as well. What does this mean? The sanyo uri isemoso. The pasuk says you should see your tzitzis. You have to see the tzitzis. Prat luxus laila. So we'll say, what does this come? Now, interestingly enough, what does it come to exclude? It comes to exclude your pajamas. Any clothing that you dafka only wear at night is not going to be subject to tzitzis. Why not? Because by tzitzis, the operative idea is uri isemoso, that you should see your tzitzis. So therefore, by definition, what does that refer to? Daytime clothing. But any clothing you dafka only wear at night will not be subject to the halachos of tzitzis. Atomer prat luxus laila, o eina ella prat luxus suma. So what's the Gemara says? Well, how do you know? Maybe what you're using this as an exclusion for pajamas, for nighttime clothing. I would tell you maybe it's coming to exclude the clothing of a blind person. Maybe the Torah is coming to tell me that a blind person's clothing, his four-cornered garment, is not subject to tzitzis. Why not? Because at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, at the end of the day, he can't see his clothing. So maybe it's exempted because he can't see it. To which the Gemara says, Kishu omer asher techaseba, harei ksus suma omer. Shabbos say, because that's what the Torah adds in, asher techaseba. Asher techaseba means that which you clothe yourself with, which teaches me what? That even if halacha l'maisa, one can't see their clothing, but at the end of the day, they are going ahead and covering themselves with the clothing, halacha l'maisa, that will be subject to tzitzis. The Gemara says, asher techaseba, harei ksuma omer. Ha ma'ani mekayim ori isimosa. So I'll say, if that's the case, then what does the phrase, o uri isim oso refer to? What does that refer to? To which the Gemara says, prat luxus laila. Ultimately, again, that refers to ksus laila. That refers ultimately, again, to nighttime clothing. So we'll say, interestingly enough, what's happening over here is as follows. So the Gemara wanted to use asher techaseba as a reboy, as an extra phrase, to come to teach me that even garments made out of other materials should be subject to the halachos of tzitzis. To which the Gemara says, no, asher techaseba comes to include even the clothing of a blind person. So why not learn that from Re'isim also? Because Re'isim also comes to exclude nighttime clothing. The halacha might say nighttime clothing will not be subject to the halachos of tzitzis. Uma ro'is l'rabos sumo. So we'll say, just in general, why is it that we assume that a suma is obligated in tzitzis and nighttime clothing is not? Or as we'll say, what the Gemara is saying is like this. From that phrase, Uri Isem Oso, that you should see the tzitzis, I could just as easily exclude the clothing of a suma as I could nighttime clothing. So how do you know, why are you using Uri Isem Oso to exclude nighttime clothing and not the clothing of a suma? Very simple. Mar ba'anik suma sheyeshna bere'iya eitzo achirim. Both is quite fascinating. The clothing of a suma can be seen by who? By who? By everyone except the suma. Say his clothing satisfies the criteria. It can be seen. Masha'in k'in nighttime clothing, because it's nighttime, can't really be seen by anyone. Which I will say actually happens to help in a general din in tzitzis also. I will say, which is, tzitzis is a din in the chefza, not just a din in the gavra. So I will say, let's say someone buys me a beautiful, brand new, four-cornered garment. But what? I don't plan on using it. I'm going to leave it in the drawer. Am I obligated to put tzitzis on it? And the answer is yes. Because even though I'm not going to wear it, there's a din ultimately, again, of putting tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. So what do you see? You see that halacha lemaisa. Even if I can't see it, if it's a garment that can be seen, it's subject to tzitzis. To which the Gemara says, "Ve'emel Rabbo Shar Begadim." But maybe, Uri Isem also comes to include ultimately again other forms of other garments made of other materials. To which the Gemara says, "Mistabra Kai B'Tzemer Upishtim Mar B'Tzemer Upishtim Kai B'Tzemer Upishtim Mar B'Shar Begadim." Because what the Gemara says, it doesn't. Again, you have to understand. The pasuk of tzitzis is juxtaposed to shatness. So if you're coming off a discussion of tzemer and fishtim, if you're coming off a discussion of wool and linen, so it makes sense to say that halacha lamaisa, the beged that is being discussed here, is one that is made of wool and linen. So I will say, so it's interesting, even though the conclusion of the Gemara really seems to be that the din of tzitzis only applies to wool and linen, but amazingly enough, we saw halacha lemaisa, and you look at it on your own. Arachaim Simintas, this discussion is really Se'ifim Aleph through Gimel, you'll see it there. And again, it's quite fascinating that although it appears here that the position of Rava is rejected, in fact, the Ramah adopts it halacha lemaisa. Good, let's finish the Mishnah. Amar Abayi. So Abayi says as follows, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Usumchus, Amru Davar Echad. So what's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Sumchus both said one thing. One thing, I will say, namely, that Rashi says, something that could contract tumah from saras cannot be used ultimately again for schach. Remember again, this is going back to the beginning of yesterday's daf. So they said the same thing. So the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Elazar had the Amra. So Rav Shimon Elazar, we spent the whole last daf talking about sumchus. Where does sumchus come up? Tisanya sumchus, Omer sumchus says, Sichacha b'tivoy. So we'll say, if somebody went ahead and used tavoy. Tavoy is spun threads of flax. We'll say a person uses, you know, flax threads for sukkah, so psula, ultimately again, that is an invalid schach. Why is it an invalid schach? Mipnei shem tamei b'negoyim. Ultimately again, because it could contract tumas nagoyim. We'll say anything that could contract tumah cannot be used for schach. Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Kiaitano, disnan, shesi va'ari metayim benegoyim, miya, divin Rabbi Meir. But say any type of, remember we saw this before, shesi and arev. So anytime you have threads woven together in a warp and woof formation, they are automatically makabel tumas saras. These words are Rabbi Meir. Who don't Rabbi Huda says, hashasi mishayishla. Ultimately, again, he says, the shesi, meaning the warp part of the thread, as soon as you take it out of the vat from soaking it, it's automatically mekabel toma, or it's receptive to toma. Va'arev miyad, right? And the woof part of the thread is mekabel toma immediately. Va'unin shalpishtan, nishi yislavnu. And ultimately, again, bundles of flax, as soon as they become bleached or whitened in the oven, halach lamaisa, they will be subject to tuma. So I'll say, so ultimately, again, just highlighting this opinion of Sumchus, holds like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Let's say we'll stop over here. Yashakach. Tomorrow, Mirat Hashem v'Shatov v'Mitzlach. As we begin a new sugya with the Mishnah, Yashakach. We'll begin Shacharis as soon as Maishi is ready.